towards producing more consciousness and self-awareness, I know what was the major job for me. Relieve yourself from this witty intelligence, although this wit is given to you, even this is the gift. When you are facing the absolute, give up this one, surrender. Whatever you start, whatever you do, do it for it. Whatever you sow, sow for his sake. Inasmuch as you are a beloved captive, O lover. We went back to the loving attitude. What? Let's go back. Do you remember I brought in the subject that I look at this universe and I see the awareness increasing? How do I really know it? I know that the increase or advancement of awareness feels good to everyone. To everyone, right? So no philosophical argument there. I found it. It's beautiful. Awareness is beautiful. And we know he is the beautiful. So every beautiful stuff is his adjective. To me, it becomes an adjective for how. Whatever you sow, sow for it. Do not hang about the thief, fleshly soul. No. Persian is very clear. Do not hang around your ego, nafs. Do not hang around your ego because it is a thief, and do not think about its work. Don't go back to the ego. Whatever is not the work of a hand, it's not. That simple. You see, the argument came towards one stuff. The truth. The truth that real, general, universal awareness. Work for that one. So many intelligence will dance around to do something, to make a trick. But at the end of the day, they will not succeed. Remember we talked about the subject. It was a subject of questioning the usefulness of the universe. Why did he do it? Remember the guy from Caesar came to Omar and had a lot of questions. The first one was, how did he bring the spirit here? The second one, why? He repeated that, why? Why your question is valid? If your act is valid, the creation is not valid. If that's useless, the question even is useless. Give it up. And suddenly he changed it to Joseph. The beauty of Joseph is good for all the globe, for Alam. The beauty of Joseph profited the world. Though the jealous one, they wouldn't see. You see, he came back to the jealousy. He's explaining the jealousy. How? He said, first of all, jealousy is the subject we talked about, which will make you what? You cannot be fair. You take sight, and there is only one side you take, it's you. So, first of all, change your way of looking, your vision. Realize that, okay, we are doing some stuff, and there are some outcomes, but we are little fellows in a stream. This is like a river going on. And it's not an endless stuff, it's a system made for something. The first seed will grow. The idea of the fellow who made this project will appear at the end, and this end and the beginning are the same and blah, blah, all of that. But remember, all the tricks and everything are nonsense, because the usefulness of this universe, excuse me, we are not talking about the usefulness. We told you right at the beginning, here we look for beauty, not usefulness. And the creation, beauty of creation, is here for everyone but the jealous one. Right? Are we approaching? Over there. Said, okay. The water of the Nile was superior to water of life. But do you remember? The arrogant people. How do we say arrogant people in our story? These are the follower of Pharaoh. Remember, Pharaoh, which the name is Pharaon, and it comes from Tafaron, means arrogant. It's Arabic word for arrogant. So when we want to talk about ego, the first
Mustafa's ego is arrogant.
Is always there. Here he will bring it out and say, the arrogant one, they couldn't drink the water. Remember why? It turned to blood. Later you will hear a very lovely story, a very tricky story from Rumi. He will say, one day one of these followers of Pharaoh will come to a Jew and will say, I'm dying out of thirst, and I see that you drink from that water, so give me a little bit. He said, okay. Right. Why? Fill it with the water, drank a little bit, brought it towards him, turns to blood, brings it back to himself, turns to water. The guy will say, what a stupid magician your prophet is. What is the answer of the Jew? He will say, silly guy, if you're thirsty, become a believer and drink. If not, get lost. This is that. So here he brings it and say, look at that. And he will say, the Nile. Why the Nile? The water, the knowledge. You remember the knowledge, the water, the juice. He will say, that juice, that water was for everyone, but not the arrogant people. It's like being a shaheed. Being a shaheed is not translatable again, because when they translate it, it will become being a martyr. And shaheed doesn't mean martyr. It means martyr as well. But more than that, and better than that, the shaheed means somebody who observed something, who watched, a seer, a shaheed. Means you will see. Shaheed is someone who saw, who faces the truth. He will see the truth. That meaning is in our mind. It's not only that martyrdom that somebody will go and be killed for God. That's one of the side meanings of that. To us, shaheed, oh, it's who? A fellow at the end of this path, which has passed the fab and final, what does he see? Himself doesn't exist anymore. He's dead. To see the face of beloved, that's what shaheed is to us. Okay? Shaheed, being a shaheed is life to a mu'min, to a believer. And if you're not a believer, means becoming dead. So it's one stuff, but you could see it in two different ways. If you're a believer, you see it as, that's good. I lose myself, I see the beloved. If you are self-centered, you don't want to lose yourself. You wanted to say, I wanted to be loved by the beloved, or prove the beloved to me, or blah, 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 all of that. So you cannot drink from this water. What was the question?
No, I just wanted to say that there is shahat too.
Yeah, it's more than that. That's why I advise you to talk about it, because you bring all the meanings. Yes, the sweetness is there. The essence of the sweetness is shahat. Because seeing the beloved is sweet, you see? The story is made then, when the language was created. The deep meaning, the family of the word is sweet, is somebody who did, is the witness. Witnessing is main meaning, not martyr. Because in old courts, when they call the witness, they call the shahid. Even in Iran they do it. So all of that means what? Means there is one river. But you could have two understandings of it. One is the selfish one, the ego, this self, which is looking here, is seeing the death and misery. The other one is to look at it as, yes, it's a lovely river going on, and the goodness is coming out of it. There is this difference. The logical people, normally, they are negative, because intelligence is looking at the... Don't you remember? It's looking at the shortcomings. Mm-hmm. This, zan daramad az tariq nisti. The woman is looking to what is not available at home. Remember the Arab and his wife? That story. So, what is, tell me a single blessing in the world from which some group of people are not excluded. Every goodness is for a group, for some people. Good stuff is not for everyone. Like the cow and the donkey. Do they have any interest in sugar? Interestingly, they do. Means the animals, they love sugar. But to Rumi, they don't. Remember the sugar, which was shahad, which was the sweet of that shahid? Sweetness. You say this sweetness is not for animal. This is like becoming sick. If you become sick, you lose your senses and you start to eat the earth, because you forget what was good for you, right? It's the same thing. You're here to feed upon the light, but you could forget it. You could forget that and attend to the food of the animal. But remember, you're not here for that. Because the main food for a human being is the light. That light bulb, you remember, always in the brain, in all cultures, when you see that, it's a thought, bright thoughts, thought. That light is something which is meant for you. But because you're sick, you like to eat earth. But this translation is a little bit funny, because the Persian is lig az illat darin oftad dil. In Persian language, illat is cause. And one of the meaning of illat is cause. But in Persian, we use it as a sickness. Somebody is sick, somebody has some illat. He uses that here. Means that somebody is sick, therefore forgets that is here to nourish from the light of the truth. It will nourish from the physical existence of the earth. Do you remember what was his sickness? Cause and effect. The word of cause is there. A lot. means